everybody. This is Dee Dee Leprac. It is your short format podcast coming to you three times weekly from the downtown San Francisco neighborhood of the Tenderloin. It's San Francisco Dam. Today is Friday, July 3rd. Goodness gracious. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you're doing okay. Thank you for subscribing. I am basically podcasting. I hang out on Twitter. I don't go to Facebook. Very few times I go to Facebook. I'm just sharing this. And I'm here to talk about casting spells. The words that you say are spells that you cast, ladies. I'm sure many of you know that. I am not a religious person, although my mother, my late great mom, Evangelist Helen L. McCarter, she was an evangelist of the Pentecostal variety. And she used to swear a lot, and then she got saved and she stopped cursing. And she used to say that words were spells. You know, she would speak in tongues. I always thought speaking in tongues was fake or just like, you know, just kind of gibberish. I still do. But she used to tell me she regretted when she used to curse like a sailor. She used to curse us kids out, actually. I can say this. A lot of black mothers curse their children. That's verbal abuse, and she acknowledged it. I mean, she was left with seven children. I'm not making excuses. She was left to be the custodial parent for seven children. And she had a short temper, and then she got saved. Anywho, the point I'm making is casting spells by words. I'm glad I basically got off of Facebook because I see a lot of black women recycling a lot of spells. They say things like nobody wants us, or they compare themselves to male, to female, transgender. Black women are calling themselves cis women, CIS. Now that's some brainwashed nonsense. Ladies, just call yourself a woman. Me, I'm calling myself a woman. Anybody else is a male to female transgender or a female to male transgender. I am not going to call a transgender person a woman because they are male to female transgender. They are transgender women. I am a woman. They are transgender women. Very simple, and that's not dissing them by saying that. But the words you say, you're creating spells. The N-word, your sons, your brothers, yourself, that's casting a spell. Listening to a horrible rap, that's casting a spell. Calling your little kids names, the N-word, B-word, H. Now, some of you are like, who does she hang out with? Let's not pretend that black culture has too much vulgarity. Let's not pretend that black culture hasn't normalized cursing at children. Let's not pretend any of that. Let's not fake the funk, okay? Let's not pretend like we're all white gloves and pearls, although I do have both of those. Let's not fake and lie about African American culture. Let's not pretend like that's not anybody I know. Yeah, it's somebody you know. Let's not pretend. Let's not fake that the casting of spells is serious. Now, you cast a spell when you try to normalize obesity. You're casting spells when you're brainwashing yourself about out of wedlock. You're casting spells when you are, you know, trying to protect these black males by marching, saying all this jargon. I'm not even going to repeat all the jargon. You're casting spells. Now, I cast spells. I call myself a sexist, womanist, bohemian trophy widow. That's the spell I'm casting. I don't call myself the N-word. I don't call myself the B-word. I'm not using any vulgar terms to describe myself. And I really wish that more of you would stop, especially since the majority of you have children that you are the custodial primary parent to. Now, we're already edging deeper and deeper into this permanent underclass. The less inherited wealth there is, the more poverty you will have. I know you can have a decent job where you're making, say you have a job and you're making $50,000 a year. Okay, taxes, child care, then what do you have? You see what I'm talking about? money is all relative too, but back to casting the spells. Carefully consider the words that you choose to self-describe. Carefully consider the words that you choose to talk to your children, your family, the people who care for you, which is why I have a zero tolerance policy for vulgarity, especially if it's someone I've helped. I think I've spoken about it in a podcast. It was a family member. I assisted them in their time of need. They didn't know the meaning of reciprocity. I saw that, but I assisted them. And we were having a conversation, and they started cursing at me in the text conversation. I am their elder, and this is a younger, and they started cursing at me as though I'm like their homie on the street, and they could just start cursing me out. And that's casting a spell. That was the spell to say, I don't respect you. I want you to accept this is how I think of you. And here's what happened when they cast that spell. I said, you went over the line. This is a blood relative. You went over the line, and that's it. And then I stopped talking to them. I may talk to them down the road years from now. I don't have any idea when that's going to be, but I cut them off because they were casting a spell that I rejected. It's just as simple as that, and I don't like to reiterate. That's why this is a short format podcast. I know I said I'm going to open up the website. I've been taking my time. Please forgive me for that. Again, I am Dee Dee LaFrac. I appreciate you listening to Black Women with Other Brothers, coming to you 3 times weekly from San Francisco, California. Everything's beautiful. Thank you.